USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Depression Marco no longer much of a problem, but mandatory evacuations have begun in parts of Texas because of the approach of Hurricane Laura, which could be a very strong hurricane when it does arrive on the Gulf Coast, probably sometime tomorrow. Jefferson County Judge Jeff Barnick says residents in that part of Texas won't exactly be jailed if they don't follow orders to evacuate, but
they just need to know that when winds are at 120 miles an hour, we're not going to be in a position to go out and assist them if they need saving.
It's day two of the Republican National Convention. First Lady Melania Trump will speak from the newly renovated White House Rose Garden, and President Trump's expected to speak sometime during the broadcast tonight as well. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump says his administration is not getting rid of U.S. postal workers. In a pre-recorded meeting with essential workers at the Republican National Convention, the president said that he cares deeply about the U.S. Postal Service. He met with postal workers, police officers, registered nurses, and doctors to discuss the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters were in the streets again in Kenosha, Wisconsin, with cars set ablaze as rioters gathered in violation of a curfew order. Police using tear gas to try to disperse the protesters as demonstrators remain angered over the police shooting of a black man on Sunday. Jacob Blake was shot in the back 7 times as police responded to a domestic incident, and he was trying to get into a vehicle. He's now in stable condition in an intensive care unit. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Dozens of COVID-19 cases across at least 7 states have now been linked to people who attended the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Health officials in South Dakota say 40 people who attended the rally have tested positive for the virus, including 3 residents of North Dakota, Washington, and Minnesota. Cases tied to the rally have also been confirmed in Wyoming, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. Some new travel restrictions from the CDC, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention dropped its recommendations for travelers to quarantine for 14 days upon returning from trips overseas or out of state during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC updated its guidelines on its website. Though the 2-week recommendation was changed, the federal agency did caution travelers that they can still contract the novel coronavirus while traveling. The CDC continues to recommend travelers wear masks indoors, wash hands, maintain social distancing guidelines, and monitor themselves for symptoms of COVID-19. They also state that traveling does increase your risk of contacting and spreading the virus, noting that staying home is the best protection from COVID-19 for yourself and others. If you must travel, the Federal Health Agency recommends travelers to check the recommendations on government websites for their destination, as well as any places they will be passing through during their trip.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.